Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge here out of Allentine, Nebraska with another edition of The Good Stuff. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area where they have the Niobrara National Scenic River, number one in the Midwest in river adventure. And coming up this weekend, it's the home of the Nebraska Star Party. Go to NebraskaStarParty.org for information. Come and join us or coming out, check it out a little bit later on. That's at Merritt Reservoir. Go to visitvalentine.com.
Do you hear that? No? Well, that's the sound of opportunity, and it's like a steer in the night. It's elusive, but it is there. Tri-State Livestock News. It's the rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. They're at the bridge between buyers and sellers, day in and day out. Want to rope in that opportunity? Visit tsln.com and get a lay of the land. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, time is ticking, but the Days of 76 goes on. 102nd annual event will wrap up this weekend in Deadwood, South Dakota. To find out what's left on the agenda, go to daysof76.com. Don't miss the rodeo each evening through the Saturday night and the 1:30 historic parade on Friday, Saturday, 10 a.m. parade in Deadwood. It's Days of 76.
And today's Friday, so best get your hustle on, folks.
Kim, I thought maybe we'd share a story today. It's called The Perfect Husband.
So therefore, very good. Yeah.
You had one the other day about Eve. So
yeah.
Several men are hanging out in the locker room of the golf club. A cell phone on a bench rings, and a man engages the hands-free speaker function and begins to talk. Everyone else in the room stops to listen. The man says, "Hello?
Hi, honey. It's me. Are you at the club?"
"Yes."
"I'm at the shops now and found this beautiful leather coat. It's only $2,000. Is it okay if I buy it?"
"Sure. Go ahead if you like it that much."
"I also stopped by the Lexus dealership and saw the new models. I saw one that I really liked."
"How much?"
"Oh, it's only $90,000.
"Okay, but for that price, I want it with all the options."
"Great. Oh, and one more thing. I was just talking to Janie and found out that the house I wanted last year is back on the market. They're asking $980,000 for it."
"Well, then go ahead and make an offer of $900,000. They'll probably take it, but if not, we can go the extra $80,000 if that's what you really want."
"Okay, I'll see you later. Oh, I love you so much."
"Bye. I love you too." So the man hangs up. The other men in the locker room are staring at him in astonishment, mouths wide open. He turns and asks, "Does anyone know whose phone this is?"
"Oh, no."
All right. Thanks for playing along with that.
Very good. New poll results.
Another scientific poll?
Very scientific poll. According to a new poll, 33% of Americans say they trust the government. To put this into perspective, if you took all of the Americans who trust the government and stacked them on top of each other, they'd be the only Americans who'd let you stack them on top of each other.
Oh, I had a Will Rogers quote. You know, we've got a lot of political rhetoric going around, and we try not to be biased one way or the other here on The Good Stuff. But we always like what Will Rogers has to say about politics. Quote, "I tell you, if we got just one-tenth of what was promised to us in either the Democratic or Republican acceptance speech, there wouldn't be any inducement to want to go to heaven."
Amen.
And he said that back in 1928.
Isn't that wild? Oh, my goodness.
So this is the recruiting season for college football and transfers and all that going on these days. Seems that a college coach had recruited a top talent, but the player couldn't pass the school's entrance exam. Needing the recruit badly, the coach went to the dean and asked if the recruit could take that test orally. The dean agreed, and the following day, the recruit and the coach were seated in his office. "Okay," the dean said, "what is 7 times 7? The recruit mulled over for a moment, paused, and then asked, "I think it's 49. Suddenly, the coach leapt to his feet. "Please, Dean," he begged him, "give him another chance."
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here are some Christian one-liners. How's that sound?
Christian one-liners. Okay.
Yes. Don't let your worries get the best of you. Remember, Moses started out as a basket case.
That's true.
And some people are kind, polite, and thoughtful until you try to sit in their pews.
Oh, yeah.
Many folks want to serve God, but only as advisors. More of those coming up on another edition of The Good Stuff.